Casino stocks such as Las Vegas Sands and Wynn remain under significant pressure on fears of tighter regulation by the Chinese government. Las Vegas Sands alone has lost nearly $5 billion in market value so far this week, according to Yahoo Finance Plus data. So what's next? Ben Lee is a managing partner at iGamix and is based in Macau. Ben, good to see you. Good evening to you over there in Macau. Look, I think a lot of investors were blindsided by this news this week, despite all of these casino companies warning about China government risk in their annual reports. My question to you is, what's likely to happen next?
Good evening, Brian. So basically, now that we've got the new concession tendering process underway, and I must stress that it's not a renewal, it's actually a new process. This consultation phase essentially triggers basically the process by which we will then put in place the new legislation for the new concessions. They will then award the tender, and technically it is viable and feasible that we may see the outcome of the new concession tendering process done by before the middle of next year, before the expiry of the existing concessions.
Ben, this is Emily. Thanks so much for joining us on this. And I'm wondering, assuming that this new concession tendering process actually does get approved and moves ahead next year following this public consultation period, if you're an investor in a Las Vegas Sands or a Wynn, you know, based here in the U.S., what does this mean on just a sort of, you know, practical basis for your investment in these companies with operations in Macau?
So for a long time, I believe most of the investors were lulled into a false sense of security in that, you know, they were led to believe that being American stocks, they are being American operators, they are untouchable, and that because they've had such an outsized presence in Macau that, you know, their removal or ejection may result in massive disruption. But, you know, the decision we believe here in Macau is not with the Macau, partners, but essentially up north in Beijing. And the drivers for this particular outcome is more than just the local impact. It is a geopolitical issue. Now, the relationship between China and the U.S., as we know, have deteriorated into quite a fractious one over the last 4 to 5 years. And the concession tendering process was actually supposed to have started about 2 years ago, but it was put in abeyance, and we have had no information about what's going on. And I believe that it was possibly due to the fact that Beijing wanted to see the outcome of the last election. They may have thought that the relationships would have improved with the U.S., but it is what it is. Things have not really improved. And I think the decision has finally been made not to keep this issue in postponement anymore, but actually to trigger it and let it run its course.
Ben, is there one casino out of those ones we just showed on screen, is there one that is better positioned to survive this and come out the other side?
You would have to look at the local players versus the foreign operators. So, when the original concessions were granted, there were only three concessions, out of which the Americans, the foreign operators, only obtained one, which was Wynn. Now, that was a 2-to-1 ratio. Fast forward to today, we've got the sub-concession, which may or may not be legal, and the gaming academics and lawyers are still debating that. And the Americans have ended up with 50% of this dominant industry in the Macau landscape. So this is the first opportunity for China basically to reset the table here in Macau. Now, so with that in mind, you've got to look at the two parties. You've got the local operators, and you've got to look at the foreign operators. So the local operators would probably be, you probably rank them in terms of their relationship with the Macau government, and more importantly, with Beijing. And then you've got to look at the foreign operators, you know, what they have done in Macau, any history they may have had with the Macau government in Beijing and how that would stand them in stead. So in terms of favorites, I'll probably be putting Galaxy as my local Macau favorite. Now, in terms of which foreign operators are likely to be at risk, they'll probably be Wynn and Sands because of their previous relationship with President Trump. And there are a couple of other issues as well, which I can't go into here.
Is it highly likely, Ben, that the U.S. casino operators just won't be operating in Macau anymore?
There is always that scenario, and I think that has never been priced into the value of the stocks. There are three possible outcomes. One, they get a new concession and they get to remain in Macau. Two, they don't get a new concession and basically everything reverts back to government under the terms of the old concession. Or three, which is probably a compromise solution, and that is for the American operators to be diluted out. They can still probably have the management rights to the gaming, but they may not necessarily have majority control. And I think that could be a possible compromise solution in a final wash.
I'm wondering, Ben, is this space overall, the Macau gaming space, still investable? And if so, is now the right time to go in now that we have had this rout in so many of these major names? Because already there has been a lot of pressure on the industry with travel constraints and the pandemic. So what is your overall expectation for this recovery?
So in the short term, in the next 12 to 18 months, the recovery is likely to be very, very slow because Macau has a zero COVID strategy, and which has been very, very successful to date. What we look for in the long term, and this is a scenario that we actually dive into last year, is that there are moves afoot to possibly introduce the digital renminbi as Macau's default currency. So I don't know if you know, but basically the default currency in the casino here in Macau is not our local currency, which is the Petakas, but the Hong Kong dollar, which is freely convertible and exchangeable. And that in itself is an issue. So if the Hong Kong dollar is replaced by the renminbi as a default casino currency, that essentially would allow China to maintain control over the transfer of funds from mainland China to Macau. It basically would bring the whole of the Chinese market into Macau as a domestic mass market, something which we've never really had. And that basically is our blue sky scenario, if and when that happens.
Ben, I have to say, you probably just helped millions of investors on the Yahoo Finance platform right now understand this very complicated situation that appears to continue just to rattle these stock prices. Ben Lee, managing partner at iGameX, good to see you. Appreciate these insights.
Thank you.